The ringing shimmer of the hammer dulcimer has crowned a new champion here at Winfield. I'm Melinda Ferris, sitting down with your 2025 National Hammer Dulcimer Champion, Luke Vanderveer. What's going through your mind right now?
Honestly, it is a conglomeration of a lot of things. I haven't been this stressed out about playing in years.
Oh, but you're done. You shouldn't be stressed anymore.
I know. Right now, it's like it's a slow release and the realization of what has occurred. It just takes a little bit of time because you're amped up so much and then it's just a lot.
You get nervous before you
compete? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was shaking.
Any advice that you have for others to help them kind of get through over that? Because you competed here at Winfield the first time when you were...
I was nine.
9 years old.
I was 9 years old. Yeah, I do have a piece of advice. If you're playing hammer dulcimer music and you want to compete, make sure that you can play it as a song as a whole, not just okay, I'm going to play this phrase and then this phrase and this phrase. Just play the song. If you can play the song, the nerves won't get in the way and you can finish your song, even if nerves are just invasive in your brain, you can't think.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would say. Just be able to do it comfortably to where you can do it in your sleep, but also to the point where you can enjoy it. Because if you don't enjoy it, then reconsider.
Reconsider.
Yeah.
I think that's really good advice. So what do you love most about the hammer dulcimer's sound?
I love the plucky tone that it has. My favorite tone of the hammer dulcimer is actually when it's slightly muted.
Okay.
Either with dampers or with your finger of the opposite hand as you're striking it with the hammer. That is just pleasing to my ear.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say for normal playing, I like the pleasant ring it has.
I can see that. So tell me, did you feature a favorite tune in your set today?
I did. There's an Irish song, Frank's Reel, that I did.
Uh-huh.
And I did it in the key of A. And it's a technically difficult song because of the string placements on the dulcimer.
Okay.
So that was probably the most difficult one and the one that I was using as the biggest showcase, you might say.
So when you were preparing that song, and you said it was really challenging because of the string placements, how did you kind of overcome that, right? How did you get past that challenge?
I feel like it's heard all the time. You got to take it slow, note by note, and then just work on it slowly and get it up to speed. And then get it to the point where you can play it while communicating confidence and being comfortable with it. Because if you're not comfortable with it, it actually can be communicate that through your music.
Well, you felt pretty comfortable today, I think.
I think so. It all was kind of a blur.
Well,
The
crowd really seemed to respond. You had a big, I think you had a big support group in the audience.
I did, yes. I have a lot of good friends out there.
So tell me, how did you first discover the hammer dulcimer?
So I first discovered it, I actually grew up listening to it in our home, but didn't really know what it was. We had a friend who recorded a CD who actually went to our church.
Okay.
And he invited us to a music festival down in Glen Rose, Texas, Mother's Day weekend. And I'm the youngest of four boys. And this guy who recorded the CD who went to our church also had four boys.
Okay.
We thought we were going to go spend a weekend, play baseball, have just a good time that way.
Uh-huh.
But while we were there, I saw that you beat on this instrument thing. I've always wanted to be a percussionist, so I was intrigued that it was melodic while being, you know, the percussion.
Yeah, sure.
So I was intrigued by that. And so somebody showed me around a little bit, and so it made sense to me of like how it was laid out. And so our friend who recorded the CD, he let us borrow a hammer dulcimer, which was amazing.
Letting four boys borrow the hammer dulcimer.
I know. But really, the community of the old-time dulcimer world right there in that particular area, they're all just so generous, so loving, so generous.
Yeah. One of the other contestants was talking about that, too, just how great the community of here.
It really is.
So tell me, how does it feel to be part of the Winfield hammer dulcimer tradition now?
Man.
With your new championship. I know that you have some ties to some of the other champions, past champions.
It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel good. It feels like a major accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is kind of like a marker, you know, that you could say, at one point, I did this, you know? And so for that, I like it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us. And One more question. How are you going to celebrate?
Relaxing. Yeah, just trying to calm my brain.
Nope, that's a great way to do it. All right, well, thanks a lot, and congratulations once again.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.